You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network. Your voice is now heard.
Welcome to Peace Explorer with your host, Dr. Gail Lash. Dr. Lash's company, Tourism for Peace, helps to encourage people to get to know one another and to honor the diversity of the human race and the sacredness of Mother Earth. So now, please welcome the host of Peace Explorer, Dr. Gail Lash.
Hello and welcome to Peace Explorer. This is your host, Dr. Gail Lash, and you're listening to Peace Explorer on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Today's show, I'm really excited about it because we're going to talk about how to create a new economic and educational systems that are based on spiritual principles and actions to bring about well-being and prosperity to all the world's inhabitants. So I know that's a big topic. We need to think differently about our economic systems and our educational systems. And I have this wonderful guest here today who is an economist and has written several books about this subject. But before I bring him on, let's talk just a little bit about Peace Explorer and give you your peace concept for the day. So, of course, Peace Explorer here is about exploring ways that we can create peace in the world and the way we can create a world that really does blossom into these concepts we're actually going to be talking about today, these practical tools, practical actions you can take to create a world at peace. So I'm really excited about that. And we encourage you to hashtag opt for peace and go out and create your own place of peace. If you go to our website, worldpeacetrails.com, you can find out more about that and you can put your place actually on our World Peace Trails map. It's very exciting that way. Also, you can find out more about me and our peace classes, our peace master plans for your business or your school group or your community at tourismforpeace.com. And so, as always, I open the show with a peace concept. And these are actually cards and a workbook for families and teachers that comes from the Virtues Project. And you can go to virtuesproject.com and find out more about that. So the peace concept I've chosen for today is very applicable to what we're talking about, and it's service. So service, let me read you what it says about that on the card. They have this beautiful deck of cards. And it says, service is giving to others, making a difference in their lives. You consider their needs as important as your own. Be helpful without waiting to be asked. Do every job with excellence. When you act with a spirit of service, you can change the world. And then it says you are practicing service when you want to make a difference in the world. Look for opportunities to be of service to others. Do thoughtful things to help your family and friends. Work with enthusiasm. Don't wait to be asked when something needs to be done. And do your part to care for the earth, recycle, reduce, and reuse. There's an affirmation that says, I am a person of service. I have compassion for those who need help. I do my part to make a better world. So as always, I'll put this peace concept, this card, a picture of it on our Facebook group, which is Peace Explorer. So I encourage you to go to Facebook and join that open group, Peace Explorer. And we'll have all the links from this show on that Facebook group. And we'd love to hear about your stories of how you've been of service to others. What service work are you doing in the world? How are you using your talents and gifts to make a better world? So today, my guest is Badi Shams, and he is a mystic at heart. He holds degrees in economics and has published two books, Economics for the Future, of the Future, and more recently, Economics of the Future Begins Today. He is retired from helping troubled youth in the school system. He is a gardener and a traveler and loves classical music and his workouts, and he has lived in many, many countries. He loves writing and has written many articles for several different blogs. Badi is excited to start on his new book called Mystic Economist. He lives on Vancouver Island in Canada, where he tends his many varieties of fruit trees. And you can find out more about Badi at badishams.com. That's BADISHAMS.com. BADISHAMS.com. Welcome, Badi, to Peace Explorer.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
I'm really happy to have you here. So I know today we're going to talk about how to change our economic system based on spiritual principles. And I want to read a paragraph that you wrote at the beginning of something you have. It's a PDF of practical economic suggestions for everyday use. And I really like that. I'll have to put the link to that on our Facebook group page. You open your
in the website. There are all resources page. There are about 140 different books, including my book.
Oh, well, fantastic. Then everyone go to badishams.com and you'll find this. So I love the way you opened this. It says, the present economic system is sick and dying. It cannot meet the needs of humanity. The gap between rich and poor is getting wider and wider, which has increased the suffering of the masses. The solutions that can heal it have been ignored. It is time to re-examine the fundamental assumptions that the system was built on and replace them with humane, moral, and spiritual ones. We need to build an economic system fit to help mankind to achieve its goal of an ever-advancing civilization, a world where there is no room for economic injustice and people have all the necessities of life, so they can live peaceful and fulfilling lives. A shift in thinking is needed. Based on spiritual teachings, this material aims to provide some insight and suggestions for taking steps to lay the foundations for a better economic future. We have the solutions and the technology to build a new system. All we need is the resolve and the will. Everyone has an inherent power to contribute. The time for action is upon us. This is our 11th hour. Wow. You really don't mince words here.
Well, that's so, the gist of it, basically. It's interesting that, as if you read my mind about service, which in itself is action. I think word is tired of words, you know, that everybody's written a book. I've done my contribution to add to the pile of books. But we don't have enough action. So, and most people are confused about how to do it. So I just, service is something that I live for. It's just amazing when you started with the virtue of service. I said, really, this is something that is so close to my heart. And the reason I wrote the book was the same reason, so that people are empowered to do something. Because, you know, as I said, we need actions. Words, we have enough.
Yes. So let's talk about service for a minute. What does that look like?
Well, to me, it's like service. Some people really have their own definition, but service could be a smile. Service could be doing your job the best you can. It is a concept that, you know, applies to so many people in different ways. It could be somebody gives provide a hospital, a big hospital for society. So service means to different people, but to my mind is when you do something out of free will to help other people. As I said, it could be a smile. It could be paying for somebody's coffee. It could be cutting grass of your neighbor when they're in hospital or doing some shopping. So I did write an article, and since I believe that, we have to be practical and action is needed. So same with economics, that I suggested practical suggestion. I did the same for service. Actually, service has got more points, about 61 points, that we can, when we forget what to do, we can just look at the list. and see accordingly what it fits us and do it. But I guess before that, there has to be a willing, a kind of a realization, an awareness that I need to do something. And that's where education normally comes to picture. Creating that awareness that I, as a human being, have certain duties and obligation, and then go about it from there onwards.
Exactly. Well, we'll explore that in just a moment. We're going to take a short break now and talk more about service. That's the and how we can do this as human beings. This is our job here on the planet. So please stay tuned to hear more from our guest, Vadi Shams, and dive deep into the subjects of service. This is your host, Dr. Gail Lash, and you're listening to Peace Explorer on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
The earliest human societies worshipped a female goddess. Little is known about this time because we did not always have a written recorded history. It was around 3100 BC when the Sumerians invented the first written language, and everything that preceded this time is prehistory. The prehistorical record includes all of women's unwritten history from 30,000 BC to the time that men began achieving political power around 3000 BC. Male feminist artist Kimberly Berg maintains a strong position in educating and inspiring both men and women through his devotional art to the goddess in all women. Studying their history is paramount to understanding who women were and who they would become later, living in a patriarchal society. To learn more about this important time in our history, go to www.isisrising.net.
Do you ever wonder why certain things are happening in your life? How to start a business or a new direction? Need answers? Astrologer Bonnie Perbula can help you reveal your true self and gain strength and focus so you can achieve greater joy and success. Working with a natal birth date, time, and location, Bonnie brings out qualities to aid you in getting the best from your life. She can help you unlock dormant traits to bring you greater awareness. Bonnie also conducts public speaking engagements to educate aspiring astrologers on their journey to the stars. A gifted artist, Bonnie bridges her talents and recently launched a line of Astro Bears, uniquely created in colors of individuals' astrology charts. She also makes one-of-a-kind necklaces of crystal beads and woven thread. To learn more about the world of Bonnie Perbula, go to BonnieGPerbula.com. And for astrology consulting, visit AstrologyConsultants.com or call or email her at 808-526-1536 or BonnieGP@AOL.com.
Welcome back to Peace Explorer on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. This is your host, Dr. Gail Lash, and we're live with my guest, Vadi Shams. So if you have any questions, you're welcome to call in to 866-451-1451 to ask your question. We're talking about service, Vadi, and I know that you're right. These simple acts of smiling or mowing your neighbor's lawn when they're out of town or they're sick and laid up in the hospital. These acts of service really feel good. And so it's doing these services as a human being, just whatever we end up being, it's really this act of kindness, and it helps contribute to the happiness of not only others, but of ourselves. So let's talk about that for just a little bit.
Sure. Well, the whole thing is, as a human being, there are those basic questions everybody has to ask themselves. Who am I? What am I doing? What is the purpose of my life? And the moment you answer those questions, of course, I added one for economic in my book saying, and how much is enough? Because greed is another thing that we have to avoid. And a self-awareness that who we are is very important to do anything. Because when we talk of action, there are so many actions that they didn't put enough thought in it, and they could be harmful rather than solving problems, and you know, and people mean well, but it did. So it's good to, you know, go back and have some sort of a self-knowledge, and then realize that you find purpose of your life. You were created for a reason, or you have been Big Bang created you, whosoever created you, the creator, it doesn't matter. You find a purpose in each, and once you do that, it's one of those kind of, you find a the key to solving lots of problems, and that comes to, you know, including service. You know, you just, okay, I'm a human being, this is my duties, and these are the commitment that I have and I have to do. So it's not necessarily an act of kindness, it becomes an act of duty, because this is your duty as a human being to do that. So when you don't do that, you know you have failed your job. And some talking about job, the basic thing that most people forget is that when we are doing our job, you know, if we do it with this intention of service, it could be amazing satisfying, whether you are a, you know, janitor, or you're a president of a country, or a teacher or something. When you do your job with good intention and commitment, that is a service. You may say, I'm doing it for paycheck. Yes, I was working in school and I got my paycheck. And every time people were thanking me, I said, please remember that I'm paid. I'm not doing it for free. This is not charity. But I'm enjoying doing it. So, you know, so even doing your job, when you do it with purpose, it becomes, I'm a Baha'i and I believe in Baha'i faith, and doing your job to the best of ability you can do has been given the status of worship, in a sense that, you know, you have done an act of worship is almost as good as, you know, saying a prayer, because you have done the job that way. So my understanding is sometimes we make the concept so complicated for ourselves, and service is one of them. So is economics. People think you should have a degree to understand. And that was my challenge when I was doing my book, to make this book so simple that you don't need anything. You don't know anything about economics, you understand. Because in the end, it goes to action. And for doing the actions and doing your job, you really don't need degrees to do. You need real power.
Exactly. And I know you're correct, because I had to study economics in school as well. My dad was an accountant, and I thought, oh my gosh, you know, I love math, but I really don't want to get involved in economics. And I am a biologist, and I went out to study sustainable development and how we can preserve the earth and the animals and the forests, got involved in tourism. And then when you start to look at that, I had to go into economics as my graduate work. So you're absolutely correct. It is something that's just part of life, of how do we exchange resources? How do we create a better world and a better advancing civilization, as you put in that opening paragraph? And it is all about how do we serve in our own capacity in that way.
Yeah, funny, my journey was different. When I was a kid, I loved nature, and I wanted to become agriculture engineer. I didn't know if such a thing even exists, but that's what I felt I would do. Because I love nature so much. And of course, you know, then, you know, I did my part of my engineering, and then I had to realize that this is not really what I want. So anyway, our path has been going differently, you know. So anyway, going back to service, once you realize what you have to do, and you have that awareness something has to be done, then we are living in a, I call it we live in an age of miracles, and we don't even know it. That was my last article that I sent it to Baha'i Teaching Blog, that, you know, sometimes we don't realize how privileged and how lucky we are to live in this age. I really, to be honest, I guess sometimes excited is very hard to control me, because, you know, I look at the back and I said, in my own lifetime, I remember the first TV coming in. I was born in Iran, and first TV coming to Tehran was a big deal, and we got one TV, and there was no phone, there was nothing. The same generation, my generation, we saw from that to the now you have everything in your cell phone, and this is just the beginning. One of my neighbors is 89 years old. He says, we haven't even really seen 1% of what this new energies have been released in terms of technology, where it's going. So changes are happening every day. So we haven't even seen the result of it. But I've seen it in my own lifetime. The miracles that people would love to. I remember trying to write a letter to my family. It would take a month to go and a month to come. First time I sent the email, I was just like, holy, you know, this is just 2 seconds, and it's gone to, you know, we were in China, and I sent it to Canada. So anyway, there are certain things. So you can go and use the technology and say, I want to do some service. What should I do? Very easy. There are videos about it, there's things, as long as we have the willingness and awareness to do something. So I did my part by, you know, making a short list about 61, in case you forget. It's like, you know, sometimes you want to cook something and nothing comes to your mind, and so you have the list of all the food that you can cook and put it in the fridge, so because you get the tunnel vision, you don't see the next thing. So just, oh, I can do that too. I forgot about that. So anyway, so this list is about that, and it's very simple. And
thank you for making the list. Thank you for making that list. We're going to take a short break and we'll come back and talk more about your resources that you have on your website, which are just amazing for anyone to dive into. This is your host, Dr. Gail Lash, and you're listening to Peace Explorer on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
Essential Nutrients LLC is the brainchild of entrepreneur Barbara Burns. Inspired by a desire to help others, Barbara worked with a team of scientists to develop unique nutritional liquid supplements with the goal to improve the quality of your life. Glucosamine, zinc, and calcium are essential to well-being, and this is the focus of Essential Nutrients LLC. Whether you're a professional athlete, weekend warrior, student, business owner, or homemaker, Essential Nutrients offers products for everyone, including the family pet. And they're easy to take, no pills. Health requires commitment, exercise, a good diet, proper supplementation, and action. So take action today and get your supply of essential liquid nutrients by visiting www.essential-liquids.com. Don't put off your health any longer. Take essential products today and start to measure the difference.
Unleash the obstacles that bind you with certified professional coach Joanne Charette, a master practitioner in energy leadership. Joanne can help you break through personal and professional barriers and guide you to a higher level of empowerment and fulfillment. Passionate and dedicated, Joanne engages with her clients on a mutual journey. Her dynamic energy will motivate you to move forward as you partner on a venture to greater results. Isn't it time to make a breakthrough and commit to live the life you deserve? Invest in yourself and let Joanne Charette be the catalyst to the realization of your dreams by making them a reality. Based in Quebec, Canada, Joanne is also a space coach, using social media and Skype to work with anyone, anywhere around the world. Contact Joanne Charette today at 819-360-3266 or email her at actionrealization@live.ca. 819-360-3266. Now is your time.
Welcome back, everyone, to Peace Explorer on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. This is your host, Dr. Gail Lash, and we're here with my guest, Badi Shams, talking about making a new economy, one based on spiritual principles. And Badi has a lot of resources on his website. I encourage you to go to it, and that is badishams.com. That's B-A-D-I-S-H-A-M-S. So, Badi, we're still talking about service and practical ways we can each be of service. You have this wonderful list, as you said, on your website to remind us of all these things that we could take action on. Continue talking about that.
Well, if there is, you know, the cliche, if there is a will, there is a way. I remember I went to visit my sister in Australia, in Perth. I have two sisters there. And I was there for a little while, but since service means something to me, you know, I said, I'm coming for a visit, but I want to do something anyway. So anyway, the people asked me to give a talk, which was fine. I do that. But that wasn't a big deal. The big deal was I went on the internet and I said, what voluntary organization are in that town in Perth? And I told my sister, this is what I really wish to do in my days I'm here. And you know, if you want to do, even in your holidays, the whole thing is about being aware of it, that, you know, you can combine your visit and your business or anything, but at the same time, you know, do something. So anyway, I was lucky. I find out there was some center somewhere. They needed some manual people to take the weed out or something. And the funny part was I thought I would help them manually and I'd do my part. I'm not a really strong man or big man to do something. But the organizer, they said, you have done your part without even coming, because when people heard somebody has come from Canada for a visit and he wants to help with the center, all our local friends, they were just kind of feeling like inspired that, oh, if somebody comes from outside and wants to say, what about us? What are we here, chocolates? So anyway, that was interesting. The point is that, you know, if we want to do something, if it is important enough, it is close enough to our heart, it becomes a purpose of our heart. And then finding ways of doing it is not. And my list basically just try to make it easy. You know, I don't know. I thought about so many things like, you know, do your neighbor's thing, coaching sport, picking fruits. You know, there are people who have fruit trees they cannot, they're old. Visiting, you know, people who are sick in hospital, or pay for their hospital bill, or if you can do it. This is your blessing to be able to help some other person, you know. If you know Tai Chi, yoga, have a classes, you know. Do something, share whatever you have. If you're a farmer, share your point. If you're a person who knows carpentry, you know, offer your talent. And so anyway, it's not very complicated, to be honest. We don't need to be big geniuses to figure it out that, you know, I can help. And just look out for it. Somebody, and you see somebody is struggling, just go and do it. I don't know. I really believe that world is tired of wars, and, you know, really, we need to act. Enough talking. Actually, now I feel guilty talking.
Well, we're getting the word out for people to act. You know, I love what you said about visiting.
I'm not following my own advice. I'm talking.
But I love what you said about that. Just the fact that you came to Australia, that you came to Perth, that you inspired the local residents to gather together. So this makes me think that even in our own neighborhoods, we can, you know, be a leader and say, hey, I'm going to get together with the local school and we're going to dig a garden and we're going to do this and that. Come join me. Or I'm going to go help a friend, you know, or go visit and serve, obviously, like feed the homeless. We have that here a lot in the United States. And So do get together with your friends and go do it together. Because doing it together.
Of course, I did that the other night. I volunteered for a Special Olympic, and I volunteered for the track and field. What do I know? I played soccer, but I don't know anyway. And I have done the hip replacement. So anyway, for 2 hours in the rain, you know, we went there and my body just said, this was not a good idea. But the satisfaction of being with people, you know, so you really cannot be too picky. Just you know, just volunteer. Go and say, and see where it takes you. Let the spirit takes you. You know, I, of course, my body says it was the wrong thing to do, and my hip says, you know, you're not a smart man to do this. But my soul is flying. I was inspired by the special need students or young people. I don't know. I really feel like who's helping who. They are spiritually inspiring me. I'm going to help. You know, reality is I'm getting all the benefits coming to me. See, that's another benefit that people don't realize. Whatever you put in, you'll get 10 times back in different ways. And that I've seen it in my life. It's very hard to convince and show evidence to prove that is true, but definitely the rewards are there directly for yourself.
Well, you bring up another point, actually, and that is, I know in 1972, the King of Bhutan put in this gross national happiness calculation for his country. And instead of, you know, measuring the gross national product, which is the typical economic way of looking at things,
right,
he's looking at what is the collective happiness and well-being of his population, the population of the country. And this is very much what you're referring to. When we do service, when we're helping each other, we boost our souls, we boost our happiness index,
that's
if
right.
you will. And that's
right.
a really new way to look at measuring our, you know, our economic system, mm-hmm. our prosperity in the world, in other words.
Yeah, you know, I've been at it, this economics, since 76. It's been a long time. And you know, very hard those days to convince that economic system is needs some repairs. So I had to do some research. And you know, there were so many people along the way, they questioned the system. it wasn't, you know, me just saying that we need some morality in it, and the greed in, you know, the way things are going is not good. So I've been always for lookout, and I was quite inspired to see every day there are good-hearted, good-minded people are looking for solution. They're providing. So
Exactly.
last article, I mentioned about, you know, the gross national happiness and also
exactly.
economics.
So. Well, buddy, anyway, we're going to take a short break, and we'll come back and talk about gross national happiness. This is your host, Dr. Gail Lash, and you're listening to Peace Explorer on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
Animal lover, author, artist, and public speaker, Patricia Daly-Lipe is a Renaissance woman in her own right. A lover of animals from a young age, Patricia lives on a farm in Virginia and has rescued neglected thoroughbred horses, keeping them or finding them safe havens. She is also a published author, and her books document real-life experiences that she shares in her passionate stories, taking the reader around the world in a colorful kaleidoscope of life. An accomplished artist, Patricia Daly-Lipe's oil paintings feature animals, portraits, stills, nature, and abstract, and she allows the brush to paint the image in an organic, natural way. A public speaker, Patricia is motivated to continually wonder about life and advocates for all of us to do the same and document our own unique history. To learn more about Patricia Daly-Lipe, visit www.literarylady.com and www.patricialipe.com or email her at pdlipe@gmail.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Fagan, and I'm president and CEO of Fagan Associates, but I'm also a life coach. I'm here to help you reach your dreams, goals, and objectives. As a life coach, it's my job to be your support, to be your teammate, to help you understand what is your dream, what is your life passion. And then together, we work as that team to help you reach your specific goals. Life is worth living the best you can be. Working with a life coach, you're fulfilling those dreams and goals is your passion, and it's your way of living. Let me help you do that today. Let me help you really reach the best that you can be as a person and live the life you should be living. I'm Steve Fagan. I'm a life coach, and I'm here for you.
Contact Steve Fagan at FaganAndAssociatesInc.com or call 1-800-239-2701.
And I'll be glad to help you move forward to live the life of success. Reach your dreams, your goals, your objectives. We can do it together.
Welcome back, everyone, to Peace Explorer on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. This is your host, Dr. Gail Lash, and we're here with my guest, Badi Shams, who is an economist, and we're talking about the economy of the future. And you can find out more about Badi at badishams.com. That's BadiShams.com. Badi, you have these amazing practical tools that you've written in your books. So let's talk about those, because we're talking about how do we bring in that happiness, that service into this economic system, really based on one of moral principles and ethics. And I know these are based on the teachings from the Baha'i faith, the writings from the Baha'i faith, because they have this universal ethics, if you will, that brings in a what can a new world look like and how can we achieve it. So let's talk about that.
Well, my website is called Baha'i Inspired Economics, so that was my idea. There's so many angles to it, and as long as we stay with humanity and spirituality, I think we all are right, because now I'm going to the gist of the problem. You know, the economic system basically started from, I just give you brief history, when the hunters, you know, were gathering and, you know, they were hunting, and somebody was hunting every day, same thing, same kill. He got bored, and one day says, I exchange my kill with my neighbor because I'm tired of eating the same thing. And that was the beginning of barter economy. And not much change really after that, you know, agriculture, people, you know, using coins or bones or something for exchanging goods, you know, and then till the steam engine was invented and the factories and mass production started, and that's how the economists, including Adam Smith and all, they came. And at that time, humanity was so intoxicated with science. They want to make everything science. So they said economics is a science, and we are going to make formulas and solve the problem and have efficient. And Adam Smith wrote a book on the wealth of the nation, how to create more wealth, because more wealth is definitely good for you. And by the way, government should stay away from economics because market has this invisible hand that corrects itself. So if the price is going up and down, and they will be all fixed. You don't worry about it. Nobody has to worry about it. That was great for in the beginning. But reality is this doesn't work that way. There is no invisible man. And that become a breeding ground for greed. So the capitalists, and that's why communism came to picture, because the laborers were absolutely, you know, exploited. So in order to protect them, then they say, well, you know, we have to have a leader class. That didn't go either, didn't go very well either. So we've been dealing with this. My point of view is this. And, of course, this was highlighted in 2008 when we almost crashed the whole system and spent $13 trillion to pay the banks or other places that they created the same problem to start with. And we haven't learned the lesson, really. You know, it was greed. No, so my basis for education or economics is this. If we are making a system, it has to be for human beings. Then we have to find out who are these human beings. What are their qualities? Kindness, you know, this and that. Bring those to the system. That's why I'm saying we have to re-examine the fundamental assumption the system was built and replace them with more human and spiritual ones. Because the way we are going, everybody for himself, me, and the big fish should eat the small fish. I mean, why? Why do we need competition? Why can't we have cooperation? Why can't we be satisfied with a, you know, a small margin of profit? And that's fine because, you know, that's good too. But unfortunately, and that is what the system at the moment has created. And that's why we see this amazing gap between rich and poor. And you see billionaires every day. And then you see, you know, the latest report was 82% of the wealth created last year went to 1% of rich people. And 3.7 billion poor people's life didn't change from last year. Why? Because nobody cares for the poor. I have billions, 1 billion, 2 billion. I don't know after 1 billion really what do you want to do with that. But it's not important. People are doing. So anyway, that is what the system was built. And lots of people, including the King of Bhutan, saying, let's change our assumption. We are making this system for human beings, and let's try to make it in such a way that people are prospering and happy and have peace of mind. By the way, they had meditation and prayer part of the index that they had for measuring happiness, which I really like very much.
That's amazing. And you're absolutely right. We need to change our whole system to make it based on humans. And I'll add on that, based on our earth. You know, the way that we treat the earth and its resources is just externalities, which are not in the economic equations or formulas. And we're destroying our system that we live from and that we get our prosperity from ultimately. So it's about including the earth as well.
Wonderful that you brought it up, because Alvin Toffler, the futurist American writer, he passed away recently. He was my hero. I always, you know, read his book, and he always said there were three waves. This is how he described the whole thing happening. First wave, you know, and then second wave was basically industrialization, and you know, and we started really digging into nature, and before we could, you know, we were having horsepower, you know, we could kill horses, but they would come back. But then we start digging from the capital, basically earth, and it's not limitless. You know, resources, the earth's resources are not forever and ever. But nobody is thinking about this, and they say, no. They do think about it. I think the greed doesn't allow them, because it's all about market prices and stock market. You know, honestly, I think people are not that stupid, you know, that in businesses. They know what they're doing to the earth. But it doesn't matter, because they're okay. And then next generation, two generations later, that's not their problem. Same as politician. I get elected next election. That's my concern. Long-term planning, that's not for me. And, you know, that led to so many problems that we have. And as you said, the environment has been really, really damaged so bad.
Well, and we're not thinking in that seventh generation like the indigenous cultures have traditionally
right.
thought about, you know, talking about that this has to work for seven generations down the line and of course, more.
That generation is question mark.
Yes,
what
you're absolutely
next,
right.
I don't know.
And that's the beauty of the youth standing up now for what they want, to really say we need to create this worth that we, this earth that we want to have for our generation and going forward. So we're going to take another short break right now, and please stay tuned to hear more from my guest, Badi Shams, and dive deep into this new economic system with some practical tips coming up next. This is your host, Dr. Gail Lash, and you're listening to Peace Explorer on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
Abuse happens every moment of every day. According to national statistics in the United States, every 2 minutes, someone is sexually assaulted, and every 10 minutes, a report of child abuse is made. Those currently struggling with abuse, or if you know someone who has been the victim of abuse, you are not alone. Whether physical, mental, emotional, or sexual, know there is hope, there is help, there is healing. Author Tammy Hall has written a book from her own account of abuse called Journey of Courage that can guide you through your own personal journey of healing. Stop struggling through life. It's your story. It's your healing. And it can begin with the first turn of the page. Visit www.journeyofcourage.com to begin your path to becoming the person you were ultimately created to be. Healed, hopeful, happy. Horses, mystical, present, past, and future, all in one. Wild, free, domestic, and healing for everyone. Betty Hames knows this and has put her horses to good use with Nature Connect Equine Coaching. Her mission is to help people affected by the loss of hope and trust in their lives and to rediscover the wonders of nature through nature-connected learning so they can rebuild their lives and live peacefully with newfound hope, trust, and joy. Betty Hames is also a certified elite life coach, a Washington State certified counselor, and chemical dependency professional. She is passionate about partnering nature with healing, and through horses, she sees amazing results and transformation in lives that might have otherwise been lost. Call 509-830-9225 and visit her at HamesLifeCoaching.com. Hold your horses. You're in for the ride of your life.
Welcome back, everyone, to Peace Explorer and on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. This is your host, Dr. Gail Lash, and we're here with my guest, Badi Shams, who is an economist. So, Badi, we're talking about the economic history and system of what we have now and how we can change it into this new system of happiness and really based on for humanity and the earth. Keep going.
The way, as I said, we missed the boat. We really thought, you know, economics should be a science and take the morality and humanity out of it because it has to be efficient. It has to fit the formula. How can you put describe love and put it in economic system or culture or, you know, all this stuff? Even the environment, for God's sake. Now, recently they have put it on, but so there was no room, partly because this economic system was not built for human beings. And the other problem is not realizing that we have been progressing. Humanity has progressed from Stone Age to where we are with all technology going to the moon and God knows what. But we have to think, as you said, seven generations later. This we are leading to have a different race of human being, as it is called, new race of man. And we see sometimes glimpses of it by young people. When you look at them and they talk, you say, oh, my God, I wish I was that mature when I was 14 or 15 or I had so much on the ball, non-political. You know, they're so cool-headed. Those are the glimpses we get of the new race of man. These are the future of humanity in my mind. And that's why we need system to fit them. And that's why we need to introduce some humanity in economics that make the system adjust to the needs of humanity and take it from there. And that short-sightedness, that money and profit at the moment has really cost us so much. But we have to widen our vision and realize humanity has come this far. We're not going to be doomed. We'll be fine. The new race of man will be coming. And we need system of education. We need system of economics, politics, and everything for them, ready for them to come. And that's the vision that at the moment lacking, but I'm so positive that the awareness in the world will get it, and we are getting it.
Well, and I want to read some of these practical solutions you have here. We've already talked about changing your mindset and finding out kind of who you are. You have on here, live a simple life. You have on here, pay a fair price. Share the profits with employees. Pay fair wages. Be honest in your dealings. Provide the best quality of service. And this one, I like it.
It's so complicated.
Yeah.
You know, they really think it's complicated. But reality is just pick up honesty, right? You don't practice
exactly.
anything else. Just when you do business, say honestly what you think. You know, like I was selling a car and I said, by the way, the exhaust is rusted and this and that. But I guess I went too far. The guy says, why are you putting your car down? It's a good car. But I got carried away. But the point is that when you're honest, whether you're selling or buying. Now, buying is the same. You go to a market and you go to, farmer's market or anything. And the person says, $2 for a pound of tomato. And you look at it and says, I'm sorry, for the amount of effort you have put on, I don't think $2 is good enough. It should be at least $3. So it has to go both ways, that we start questioning this and don't be limited with the market price and all those complicated things. Go with our heart and realize, what is just and fair. And be honest. It's simply, you want to sell the house, say the good thing, be honest. But don't try to hide them because people are not fooled. They'll find out anyway. The other part is about interview. I mean, I just really chuckle when I see people going for interview. Whom are you fooling anyway? I mean, you put this resume, which is not you. Then you go in the interview and you put a person that doesn't resemble you. And you expect that the person who's interviewing is fool enough to buy it. And sometimes, of course, they're fool enough to do it. But reality is you're fooled yourself. Why don't you be real? Because in the end, in a year, you work in this place, people know who you are. You may get fired or you may get promoted. I don't know. But whom are we fooling? Why are we dishonest with ourselves and other people? These are basic things that we can do,
Yes, I think what you're saying really is about counteracting the fear we have of truly being ourselves, really being within our heart and saying what we really need. You've got one on here that I really want to talk about for just a minute, and it says spiritually justify every expenditure. Wow. So it says really to have a consciousness.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, because, it goes back to the thing, who am I, what is the purpose of my life, and how much is enough? Because when you question that how much is enough, you're not putting a limit that, I need this much and good enough. So if more comes, you have made your mind. You know where you are. You know how much you can handle. Now, justifying is, again, another indicator of your self-awareness. When you just realize in the whole world, there are so many poor people. They are not as privileged as you are who have a house or a car or something. They're struggling for basic thing, one meal a day, and they don't have it. If you have that in mind, then you want to buy a diamond ring or some fancy car that you really don't need it, just you want to show it to your neighbors. That's the only purpose it's got. You just think twice and say, do I really need this? And, of course, if you're more spiritually developed or whatever, you're more, inclined, you just say, with that money, I can feed so many people. And this is the process I think humanity needs, that we realize the happiness of other people depends on my happiness. If the whole world is happy, I'm happy. But otherwise, it is a very short-term and a limited happiness. And that's what I'm saying, justifying, because we go crazy. It's the whole philosophy of, about me, and I have to have fun, fun, and not thinking about other people.
Well, and that gets back to what we were talking about, that service can be fun. And then, as you just said, live a simple life. There's some wonderful books that came out several years ago called Voluntary Simplicity. And of course,
right,
the classic,
yes,
from many years ago,
yeah,
Small is Beautiful.
Thank you for mentioning it. Yeah,
Voluntary Simplicity. So look it up. I'll put a link.
With the life, they realize their possession. You see, my key to wealth is this. As long as I am the master of my possession, it's fine. I'm not a slave of my car with the car payment. I'm not a slave of my house with all those mortgages. I mean, this is the key I have, is the criteria that I have. The moment the car and your possessions are in charge of your life, There's something wrong. And so they realize that they have too much, and it's complicated their life. The peace of mind is gone. They don't have time for relationship. They don't have time for their children. They don't have for meditation, for sport and all. So they say, well, do I really need that much? And they voluntarily shrink their life. If they have five cars, they make it one or two. And that's the result is that the peaceful and a beautiful life most people experience.
Yes. Well, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back in a moment to follow up with our guest, Buddy Shams. And this is your host, Dr. Gail Lash. You're listening to Peace Explorer on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
My Dreams, My Challenges, and Joys is an inspiring book by author Linda Genazzo. This real-life account of raising a child with autism from birth to adulthood takes you on a journey of compassion, love, and hope as it tells the incredible story of a devoted family and their beloved daughter. Together, they faced adversity and never stopped believing they would find the help they were seeking. A breast cancer survivor, Linda Genazzo has a giving heart. With a background in social work with the mentally ill and the homeless, Linda continues to help families in her community. And her book, My Dreams, My Challenges and Joys, brings greater awareness to autism and those families in need. To purchase your copy, visit www.lindagenazzo.com. It's also available on amazon.com and barnesandnoble.com. Don't delay. Get your copy today. Jenny Friend is a licensed marriage and family therapist and a certified clinical sexologist, commonly known as a sex therapist, with over 30 years of experience in the field of sexuality. She's been a researcher and teacher and is further trained in human development over the lifespan. She's also a published author and a radio personality. Her specialized training in lifespan developments means she can help individuals, couples, and families through difficult developmental phases. Her primary ways of working are through the tools of cognitive, behavioral, and psychoenergetics theories and techniques. Couples, individual men and women, and families are also welcome. She can meet in her office in Costa Mesa, California, or on the internet through Skype at JennyFriendMFT. Call 714-210-9200. You can also send an email from her website at www.centerforclarity.org. That phone number again is 714-210-9200.
Welcome back, everyone, to Peace Explorer on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. This is your host, Dr. Gail Lash, and we're talking with my guest, Buddy Shams, and you can find out more about him and his resources that he has on his website at BuddyShams.com. That's BADISHAMS.com. Buddy, we've gotten to the end of our show. What last words of wisdom do you have for our listeners today?
Yeah, well, I always said, you know, the economic is so important because influences are so many aspects of our life. But people don't realize that, you know, economic also affects your spiritual life. So being aware of it is very important, especially at this age where there's so much confusion going on. Sticking with the big picture in front of us and don't get carried away with hypes and staying with the course and remembering that service is very important, and remembering that economic is not complicated. It's very simple. Just think of other people, don't be selfish, and in terms of practices, use honesty as a criteria. That's a good start of thinking other people and not thinking that I don't have a degree in economics, so I don't understand. No, you know as much as anybody knows, because in the end, our actions have to speak, not just the books and words. If you're honest, you're doing the best you can, you're satisfied with the margin of profit, you're giving to charities, you're employing people, you get the insurance for them, you take care of your workers, you're in the right path, and that would be, to me, the future of economics for us. But don't let the confusion today confuse you, because it's so confusing at the moment.
You're right, and thank you for those wise words. It makes it seem very simple and that we all can do our part. So thank you, Buddy, for coming on to Peace Explorer.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
You're very welcome. And again, you can find out more about Buddy at BuddyShams.com. So now we're going to go into our peace action for the week. And of course, a couple years ago, I tweeted these actions, so they're very potent and short. And the one I picked for us today is, credit is a gift. Use it wisely. realize that true credit is honesty, respect, commitment, and compassion. So my invitation to you is to take this peace action and practice it over this next week. I know that we've talked about this, that credit is really not just what we have in our bank account, but that it's really who we are. Who are you? What is your service that you can give up back to the world, that you can do every day, and that you can put into your life? So let me read this one more time. Credit is a gift. Use it wisely. Realize that true credit is honesty, respect, commitment, and compassion. And I'll post that on our Peace Explorer Facebook page, which is a group that you can join. And I'd love to hear your stories about what kind of credit and gifts you are giving back to the world through your honesty, your respect, your commitment, and compassion. So I encourage you also to check out my website, tourismforpeace.com, and you'll find out more about our Peace Brain classes, how we can assist you if you choose to create your place of peace for your business or school or community, where you can actually have a dialogue with your community of what we can do together, how we can create a better world, how we can be of service and do service projects together and do things that bring us closer together in a spirit of unity and cooperation and not that competition that we've gotten so tangled up into in our current economic system. So again, I want to thank my guest, Buddy Shams, and you can find out more about him at buddyshams.com. Next week, we're going to explore some new peace concepts about justice and women and girls, stopping the violence with them around the world. So I encourage you to tune in next week to Peace Explorer. And of course, remember that creating peace starts with talking about peace with your neighbors, your coworkers, your family. It also begins with new beliefs that it's even possible, and then taking action, as we've been talking about today, to implement those peaceful solutions. So thanks again for tuning into Peace Explorer on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. This is your host, Dr. Gail Lash. See you next week. Many blessings.
You've been listening to Peace Explorer with your host, Dr. Gail Lash. Listen each week and become closer to the global peace principles for both self and society on Dr. Gail Lash's Peace Explorer.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.